And now to another deal, one that does involve a big chunk of change. Last year, when the federal government lent billions of dollars to banks through the Troubled Assets Relief Program, or TARP, the plan was to get banks lending again. Months later, though, plenty of banks are still not making loans. I spoke earlier with Washington Post banking reporter Binyamin Applebaum, who explained what they're doing with that money instead.
Well, most of them are just holding on to it for now. Most of them have chosen to put it into short-term savings to try and make a little bit of money off of it. Some of them are using it to bolster capital reserves that had been depleted by losses this fall. Some of them are using it for acquisitions. But what is not happening is that lending is not increasing. Banks made fewer loans in the fourth quarter of the year than they made in the third quarter. And the banks that got federal money made even fewer loans than the banks that didn't.
And why are banks saying that they're not lending out?
You know, there's a number of problems. One of the big ones is that a lot of smaller institutions in particular simply don't have the deposits to take advantage of the money. And this is sort of an important thing to understand. The money that the government is giving to banks goes into their capital. That's basically a reserve that banks are required to hold, and that reserve has to increase as banks make more loans. So the government money should allow banks to make more loans. But loans themselves are made with deposits, the money that you collect from your community, and that's the money that you give out to borrowers. And quite a few banks simply don't have enough deposits to make more loans.
And what can they do about that? How can they get deposits to increase?
Yeah, the short answer is not much. The problem is that there's an incredibly competitive market for deposits. Some of the most troubled institutions are paying very high interest rates to try and attract money. At the same time, stronger institutions, most of which have not applied for government help, can make loans without that assistance, and they can also attract additional deposits. So many of the institutions that actually got government money are caught in between.
Would it perhaps have been wiser for the federal government to put more of that money into the healthier banks so that lending could have started flowing much more quickly?
Well, that depends what they were trying to accomplish. The federal government said that it wanted to increase lending. But when you look at which institutions they gave the money to, it's mostly banks that had problems. And what appears to have happened is that the government actually chose to focus its investments on shoring up the system and on preventing bank failures. That's why Citigroup has gotten $45 billion, Bank of America also $45 billion. The money has gone to repair the system rather than the stated purpose of increasing lending.
I spoke recently with the owner of one of the smaller banks here in Los Angeles that received approximately $9 million of that money. And what he told me was that he was frankly worried about lending money because who's to say that someone he lent money to wouldn't lose their job tomorrow? What about the underwriting requirements? Where are they at?
They are getting tighter. Banks are tightening those requirements. There's a new study out from the Federal Reserve yesterday that says that 60% of banks increased their credit standards in the fourth quarter. That followed increases in the previous quarter. Banks are extremely gun-shy right now. Now, it should be said that there are ways of making loans, even when borrowers present riskier credit profiles. You can charge more. You can put more conditions on the loan. There's a lot of evidence that even well-qualified customers, people who meet these enhanced underwriting requirements, that even they cannot get loans, that banks have essentially overreacted to the changing conditions and are sort of pulling back further than they need to in something that approximates, an industry-wide panic.
How real is the concern that if government puts tighter lending restrictions on the federal money, that banks will be forced to make riskier loans?
I think that's a little bit of a red herring, for the very simple reason that banks are not only tightly regulated, but very careful in their own affairs, and you can't be forced into making a bad loan. At the end of the day, if the government puts pressure on banks to make loans, banks will find ways of addressing that responsibly. They're not going to go ahead and give someone a loan who they know can't repay it. They would go to their regulators and say, hey, listen, this loan doesn't make sense. This notion that people are going to be forced to jump off cliffs, I think, is a little bit misleading.
Binyamin Applebaum covers banking for The Washington Post. Thank you.
My pleasure.